At the Nebraska Dairy Convention in Norfolk, we're going to talk with Deanne Bylsma, who is distribution supervisor with AgriPure of Hall, Iowa. Deanne, let's talk about AgriPure, first of all, and the plant that you have in Hall and what you do there.
Well, as you stated, I'm the distribution supervisor. What my team does is the inventory that's produced, we put it into our ERP system. We manage that and our shipments out to our customers so that they get exactly what they want, the way they needed it, with the correct information and lab specifications and all that as well.
Now, your plant mainly producing cheese?
Well, we have cheese, but also there is whey that is a byproduct of cheese. We actually get two products out of that whey. We separate it, and we get whey protein concentrate, which is 80% protein, and we also get deproteinized whey. And we dry both of those, and we ship them out in powder form, and they ship throughout the United States and worldwide as well.
Now, the plant there, you were telling me, has been there for, what, 5 years?
Correct. About just over 5 years ago, construction began, and then about 11 months later, we started making our first vat of cheese. And so we've been making cheese, November was 4 years ago this past November that we've been making cheese products.
And some exciting news that the plant is expanding. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are. Right now, we process over 2.5 million pounds of milk a day, and we're looking to double that capacity, which would bring us over 5 million pounds of milk into cheese daily. And we're looking to grow the dairy along the I-29 corridor to help feed our need for more milk, but also there's a lot of other dairy market opportunities along that corridor as well. So it'll help other dairy facilities as well as us. All of our milk comes within about a 100-mile radius of the plant. We actually have been growing the dairy along the I-29 corridor near the plant for a number of years since I've been there. And now we're actually starting to see and actually feel the fruits of all that work. We're actually producing by far more cheese than what our plant was designed for. So, yeah, we're kind of bursting at the seams, so to speak.
And what's the timetable for your expansion?
It's still kind of tentative. It's up in the air. We have to grow the milk, and we actually haven't gotten word of what amount of milk we have to know when we start breaking ground. But we're looking like in the next year or two we'll start groundbreaking and getting that going. It's getting a lot closer.
Yeah, I'm always interested in something like this. We talk about the chicken or the egg, which comes first, but you're saying you actually have to make sure you've got access to the milk before you're going to actually build on or make the expansion.
Correct, because the expansion, there's a lot of money investment in that to process all that milk. So we have to have the milk to process. We can't just build the plant and assume the milk will come. We kind of have to get that balance of when the milk is coming and then the plant construction is coming, so we get that happy balance for both us and the producers.
Yeah. So that involves, what, getting current dairies to expand, but also maybe bringing some new dairies into the area?
Right. We're not looking at just stealing milk from other dairy opportunities, other dairy processing facilities. We need to grow the milk. So that means existing dairies need to grow, or we need to put in satellite dairies, or we need to put in new dairies somewhere in our 100-mile radius so that we get the added milk that we need.
And what are the prospects for doing that? Obviously, you're optimistic about that, but, I mean, is there good interest in growing?
Oh, yes, there is. And we've been involved in a lot of different types of dairy expos, things that will give us a lot of exposure to more dairy, getting our name out there. We're working, because of our location, between our 100-mile radius covers Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota. We have a 4-state region that we cover, so we're working with all the Departments of Economic and the Department of Ag in all of those states to help us grow the dairy in each of those states, and each of those states are really interested in that as well. It's not just us.
So when you make this expansion, I'm looking at your brochure here. It says we require at least 45,000 more cows.
Correct. Yeah. An interesting fact I saw today in one of the sessions they had, they said Nebraska has 56,000 cows in the state of Nebraska, but we need 46,000 cows to satisfy our expansion, our need. Just to kind of give you a little bit of an idea of how many cows 2.5 million pounds of milk is, it's 45,000 cows. Almost, not quite as many are in the whole state of Nebraska. We want that many more. That's quite a few.
So will you still continue to be producing the same products, or are you looking to expand the product line at all? Or?
I'm actually not really sure on that. I haven't actually been included on the final decision on that, so I'm thinking that's still in the developmental stages.
Tell me about the cheeses that you produce. Again, looking at the brochure, it looks like you've got quite a variety.
We have about 14 to 15 different types of cheeses that we produce on a regular basis, and we'll make anywhere from 1 to 3 types of cheeses within one production day. We have like your American cheeses, which is your various types of cheddars, Colby Jack. We also do Parmesan on a regular basis, Asiago and Romano as well. So there's quite a variety, and that's good because whatever the market needs, that's what we produce. What the market has out there and the demand has, that's what we will make. Then it does not give us a lull.
And are those marketed under AgriPure brand name, or then are they under other brand names?
We are actually the cheese producer. From us, it goes to the converter, and the converter buys the 40-pound blocks or the 640-pound blocks that we produce, and then they do the cutting, wrapping, shredding, chunking, whatever form that they're going to sell it to the end customer in. Mm-hmm. And it's kept a secret from us as to who the end customers are that gets our name on, or gets their name on our product.
But I guess, again, with the expansion, that tells me that the market is pretty good for the product that you're producing.
Correct. And what's interesting is we'll run anywhere from 250,000 to 300,000 pounds of cheese every day. And when I say every day, that includes Christmas Day, that includes Sunday, Easter, all your holidays. As long as the cows are making milk, we're making cheese. And we'll be doing that. We're going to actually double that, you know, so that you think of that, that's incredible. If you think 300,000 pounds, we'll be doing between 500 and 600,000 pounds of cheese every day. That's out of this world, quantity-wise.
Any idea on employment, what that's going to do for employment in the area when you expand?
We have about 130 employees right now, and as we expand, I believe they've said we'll add like maybe another 40 to 50 more jobs in between production and office and warehousing and things of that nature.